Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A Cook County judge yesterday threw out the conviction of the alleged gunman in a 2011 murder of a Chicago cop. Alexander Villa was convicted in 2019 of killing Officer Clifton Lewis. Then he hired an attorney who unearthed alleged police and prosecutorial misconduct and said they had hidden crucial evidence. Last year, state's attorney Kim Fox replaced the prosecutors, and the new prosecutors dropped charges against Villa's co-defendants. But Villa had a different judge, and his case went to sentencing. He got life in prison. Attorneys for Lewis's relatives said there was enough evidence to put Villa on trial again, but the judge said charging decisions are up to prosecutors. They dropped the charges. The judge said Villa would be released shortly. A new report shows Illinois' infant mortality rates are trending down. Infant mortality is defined as the death of an infant before their first birthday. Data shows there were 743 deaths in 2021, the most recent data available. And deaths have mostly decreased in recent years. The report from the Illinois Department of Public Health shows some leading causes are effects of malnutrition and delivery complications. IDPH Director Samir Vora says disparities still exist.
Among infants born to Black women is nearly three times that of infants born to white, Hispanic, and Asian women. And it's something that is truly unacceptable.
Vora says the state is investing $23 million to address infant mortality. A program to reduce gun violence among teens in Chicago is showing signs of progress. Choose to Change provides teens with ways to cope with stressful situations. David Williams is with Youth Advocate Programs, a partner in Choose to Change.
The young people that we're serving have been through many traumas. You know, they lived through the pandemic. They maybe witnessed violence themselves. So there's a number of factors that affect them.
The University of Chicago's Crime Lab was also a partner. It released a study today that shows the program reduces the likelihood youth will be arrested for a violent crime by nearly 40% for up to 2 years. The 1901 Project looks to reimagine the United Center campus by adding several new public spaces. Chicago Blackhawks CEO Danny Wirtz and Bulls president Michael Reinsdorf, who own the UC, were on hand at the Union League Club to detail the plan. Wirtz says the motivation behind the project is to re-energize the city's west side.
This can be hopefully a catalyst for growth. We think that sort of using economic development as a way to grow those neighborhoods and create opportunities becomes a way so that this doesn't stop at Damon, that it actually spurs further growth west.
Unlike the White Sox and Bears Stadium proposals, this project will be fully funded privately. The Reinsdorf and Wirtz families are spearheading the $7 billion investment. The first new amenity set to open is an indoor music hall that the group estimates will be ready in about 2 years. The full project is expected to take up to 15 years. Other things you should know today. Cook County leaders say the region needs nearly 30,000 more behavioral health workers to address a big shortage. They're proposing a $50 million fund to attract especially Black and Latino workers to an industry that does not typically pay much. The fund would be used to help train and provide scholarships to become social workers, drug counselors, and other jobs. The county is exploring where to find the money for the fund. A city council committee gave initial approval yesterday to sell $1.5 billion worth of bonds to help boost savings. Budget officials hope to save about $110 million by refinancing the bonds. The sale comes as the city faces a big budget deficit with a nearly $1 billion gap next year. The city's chief financial officer warned not approving the deal would add an additional $70 million to the already large budget gap. It still needs full city council approval. Early voting begins today in Chicago for the November presidential election. Residents can go in person to vote at either the voting supersite downtown at Clark and Lake Streets or at the Chicago Election Authority's office on the sixth floor of 69 West Washington in the Loop. each ward will open its own early voting location later this month. Early voting starts next week for people who live in suburban Cook County. Today's weather, it will be mainly sunny and the high will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for temperatures to reach the high 60s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. It helps others find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.